Blog Talk Radio.
Recording start.
To break every chain. Hallelujah. There's an army. Yes, sir. Get broken. Declare it. chain you're broken. I hear the chain broken. They broken. You're free. Hallelujah. I hear the chain broken. Broken. Declare right now. Broken over your family. The chain is broken. Yes. I hear it. Chain is broken. Your family is free. In the mountains, they broken. In the valleys, they broken. I hear them falling off now. See it. Declare it.
Hallelujah.
Declare and decree that the chains are broken. Somebody right now. I'm speaking to you. The chains are broken off your family member, off your finances. They're broken. Declare and decree it right now. Those chains are broken. Go ahead. You got family members. You know in some kind of bondage. Stop just thinking of yourself. Think of the whole totality of your family tree. Declare right now the chain are broken in your finances. Somebody right now not able to keep a job for whatever attitude, I don't know, but declare right now the chain is broken. They're going to get work. They're going to be employed. They're employable. Hallelujah. Decree it right now. Declare it right now. The chain are broken. Somebody right now, financially, it's like you can't keep money. Poverty spirit is coming forth to just rob you, steal from you. Declare right now, it's broken in the name of Jesus. Right now, it's broken. Somebody right now, your mind, I don't know who I'm talking to. Your mind can't stay stable. You're flip-flopping. Declare right now is broken. Those chains are broken on your life and in your life. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. We're going to have a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to let Pastor should give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into today's lesson. But I want to decree again right now, every chain is broken. I had to play that. Every chain is broken in your life. You go in and declare it, agree with the word of God. If it's finance, if it's mentally, Whatever chain there is, it's been broken in the name, and you break it right now. The Lord put it in my spirit to tell you, you. You're going to break them chains over your children, over your grandchildren, and even over your great-grandchildren. There's a spirit that's lurking. There's a spirit that's lurking, a lying spirit. You break that thing. You can do it
because
you got the power. They don't have the knowledge you have. So the Bible said whatever you are bind on earth, he'll bind it in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, he'll loose that. So we're not going to allow this stuff to continue to happen from generation to generation. No, the buck stops here. Right.
Hallelujah.
Here.
Hallelujah.
So we ain't going to have our family.
Amen.
Whatever
Hallelujah.
That spirit is, whatever it is, you break it over your family member. It may be homosexual. I don't know what it is. Finance. There's a spirit the Lord is saying that wants you to be poor. The Lord said you're rich.
Hallelujah.
You break that thing. There's a spirit right now that's leaping past you, but it leaped to your children, and it's going to pass them and leap to your great-grandchildren. He said, break it right now. Break that curse right now.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
You may not have been gay or whatever, but it's going to leap. So go on and break it now so it doesn't leap anymore. Got to stop right now. It's over. You break it. Break every chain. Everything come to your mind. The Lord is saying that's a chain. If you got family members that you know are struggling with their sexuality, if they're struggling with their finances, if they're struggling with their employment, God said, break it right now in the name of Jesus. The name works. It works. Good, Pastor. Give us a word of prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. I stand in agreement that we like a chain. We chain together, binding up everything that's not of God. Amen. Amen. The scripture from Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Father God, and we're thanking you for your word, that we can stand on this word and that we can proclaim the promises that your word tells us, Father God, that we can bind up anything and everything that is not of you right now in the name of Jesus. And we're just binding it up and pleading the blood of Jesus on our members. And Father God, and on our pastor as he stands in the gap and as he continues to bind up and feeding the blood on family members, on those that call in, those that are listening by internet. You know, Lord, we don't know exactly what's going on, but we know you know all things, Father God. So we stand in agreement with Pastor and anyone else that's going through, we can start binding it up right now, Father God, so that it does not, whatever it is the struggle is, whatever it is they're going through, does not carry on to generation to generation to generation. We bind it up, Lord, in the name of Jesus and giving you the praise and thanking you, Father God, in advance. Lord, be with each and every one that asks us to keep them lifted up in prayer, and those that are bereaved and those that are going through, Father God, may they have a peace of mind May they stand on God's word, knowing that by your stripes, Lord, that they are healed.
Yes. Yes.
And Lord,
yes.
We pray that they will have a peace of mind, Father God. Isaiah 26:3 says, he will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help them, Father God, and help us, Father God, to keep our minds stayed on thee so that we're able to encourage our brothers and our sisters. So, Lord, we just thanking you for your word. We thank you that we can find scripture that we can stand on and just stand on that scripture and quote that scripture day in and day out, Father God. Like it tells us in Joshua 1:8, that we are to meditate on your word day and night. So help us to stand on that word and that we will know that we're blessed going in and blessed coming out. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we can trust you, for the word says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all of thy ways to acknowledge you, and you'll direct our path. So, Father God, we just ask that you continue to have your way in our lives. Bless our pastor as he continues to teach this word and getting this word out to everyone he meets. Hallelujah, and help us to do the same. And Lord, we thank you in advance. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor.
Yeah, God.
Appreciate that beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. Listen, God. Brothers and sisters, here's what's going on. I want everybody to hear this. Okay, praise God. Before we get started, Evangelist Sharon.
Thank you very much. And so we had an earthquake here, and I just want to say an extra prayer for the earthquake that we had here. It's on the news now, and I felt it, you know, but I didn't know it was an earthquake. But it was an earthquake, 4.0 magnitude. So just say an extra prayer for people. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and the whole news. And in New York, they just had one. It went through about 8 different states. It's a 4.8. I'm glad you made mention of that because I wanted to make mention of it as well.
Correct.
And,
I just made mention because I felt it.
Thank you.
I was here. I was a part of it. So I felt it. I mentioned being it.
Yeah.
So.
I was listening at a program. I was looking at First Tape, and the person at 11-something, it shook New York City. I want to say it was it was close to 11 o'clock when it shook New York City and
Correct.
The surrounding
Correct.
States. So, and we saw it on live TV as it was happening. But anyway, long story short, we're definitely going to pray for that people in that area.
Thank you very much.
You can go ahead on and pray for them if you like.
Thank you very much.
In the name.
Sorry in the
book. Oh, no. Don't be sorry.
No. Thank you so much for coming forth. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will be with each and every one that was affected by that earthquake, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Leave
Amen.
The word
yes.
still, and everything was still. So we're standing on the word knowing that you're going to take care of them, Father God, and everything going to be all right in the name of Jesus, Father God. Because
yes,
you
sir.
Said you put them whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So we're binding up the earthquake, Father God, so it do not consist that it stops in the name of Jesus. And we pray, and we stand on your word, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very
amen.
Much. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor, both Pastor Bell and Pastor Beeson. Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
God
thank you. Thank
bless.
You.
Yeah.
Yes. Listen, brother and sister, the closer we get to the end, the closer God began to reveal everything about him. And when people say a good God, they have no idea. God shares everything with us, his love, his kindness, his only begotten son. And now as we learn that he shared his glory with us, we're dealing with a God that's rich. He got so much, he don't have to keep it by himself. See, a lot of people say, oh, all the glory. No. God said, no, that's not who I am. I'm one who share. See, when you got a whole lot, you don't mind your child having a brand new Lamborghini. You don't mind your child having a jet of his own. When you rich like that, you don't mind.
All right.
But if you're poor, you can't see that. So when we're talking about the glory of God, God got so much, he's so rich in his glory that he shares it. He shares it.
Yeah.
See, when you got a whole lot of stuff, you share it. It doesn't matter to you. But when you don't have nothing, you're trying to hold on to every little penny.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
Our Father is rich, man. He don't mind sharing. He got it to share.
Amen.
See, we've been in that poor mentality and so long until that stuff has become part of our nature. You buying that up. You buying up every chain, everything that's hindering you from having God's best, you bind it. God, if you want me to have your glory, I want it. If you want me to have your son's mind, I want it. You know, the Bible says awake. Folks need to wake up to God's goodness. Hallelujah, they need to wake up.
Amen. Amen.
Wake up to his goodness.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wake up to his righteousness. Wake up to his kindness.
Amen.
Wake up to his knowledge.
Yes.
Wake up to his way. People just need to wake up. Stop playing church. Wake up. This is real.
Amen.
That earthquake, we're down here in Georgia, we didn't feel it, but it's real.
Yes.
Real.
Yes.
There are some people that shook. It's real. What happened over this last week, they had a big earthquake over there in Korea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was way bigger. New York ain't seen. What they did, it took, as a matter of fact, it's still on the news right now. They got about 80 people buried up on the building, and they can't even get them out.
Oh,
they've been trying to get them out for 3 days. 80. They're trapped in a building.
Mm-hmm.
And the building, and when you look on the news, you'll see that the building is leaning. I mean, it's just like somebody took a third leg out, and the table is leaning. That's the way those buildings look over there in Korea. People don't understand how good God is. He wants us to have his glory. And we was talking about being in his image and after his likeness. Now, for those that may not know, and I'm going to get into it in a moment, but right now what's trending is image and likeness. Isn't that kind of ironic? That's what we've been talking about. Image and likeness. You know, think about Patti LaBelle. That sister don't cook. They wanted her for her image and for her likeness. They only paid her $10 million, but they made hundreds of millions. Hundreds. I understand she got, undercut and all of that. I know she was done bad, but they wanted her likeness and image.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew if they could put her face on next to a pie, and the pie tastes pretty decent, they had a winner.
Amen.
So she sung, put her face, her likeness and image. It's worth something. And what I'm trying to tell you, they done sold that and sold it, her likeness and image. And the Lord said, that's what's happening to the body of Christ. Satan stealing our likeness and image. He the one reaping the benefit. It's a shame, Patti LaBelle, all them pies she sold. I think she only got like 10% of 10 million. But anyway, but they got hundreds of millions selling them pies mm-hmm. all over the world. I don't know if y'all seen them, but it's about likeness and image. I'm looking mm-hmm. at basketball players right now. It's about their likeness and image. This Angel Reese, girl young, her likeness and image. She making mm-hmm. millions of dollars in college. Getting ready to go to, she making more money in college than she would be making if she went to pros in her likeness wow. and image. Why is that mm-hmm. so important? Because that's what Satan wants to steal, our likeness and our image.
Yeah.
I find that interesting. God said that we're going to create man in our image and after our likeness. Genesis 1, 26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
See, it doesn't matter if it's male or female. Y'all got to understand, male and female, that's just so you can reproduce. That's all. That's basically what the difference between a man and a woman. I know there's a whole lot of other little, you know, but basic difference is we have to take both of us to produce a child. You know, that's what I'm trying to tell you. But other than that, we all are spirit, see? It's our spirit.
Yes. Come on.
Our spirits. I want y'all to mm-hmm. know that. Therefore, so the Bible calls us creatures now. It don't call us male nor female. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new. He never said man. Never said mm-hmm. woman.
Amen.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He's new. You
Amen.
Know why? Because you're in the glory of God. The only reason we're not that God person because of sin, the only thing keeps you from operating in God's glory is sin. That
Amen.
Keeps you short of God's glory. Sin will
yeah.
be. But listen, brothers and sisters, if you're not practicing sin, that has nothing to do with you. You know why? Because you just leapfrog over that. You into God's glory. You operate in God's glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you can do that. You're not practicing sin. You don't have that sense of guilt. That doesn't bother you.
Hallelujah.
You don't have that. Because you're practicing God's righteousness. See? Well, the first scripture we want to pick back up on is over on, and oh yeah, boy, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you, yesterday was an awesome day. I thank you guys for your testimony. And those that didn't testify and the one said, well, you know, I wish I had went on to testify. We're too late now. I mean, and testifying to me, I thank God for you and all that good stuff. But, boy, I thank God for those that testified yesterday. It wasn't about 3-4 of us that testified, but I thank God for it. It was powerful. It was
Amen.
Powerful. And y'all shook up the world. Y'all be surprised how many people was affected by that because I've gotten a couple calls. You know, y'all testimony. So y'all keep doing it. No matter what the enemy say to you. Yesterday, like I said, only 3 or 4 of us confessed or whatever, but it was powerful. And I just wanted to pass that. To me, that's a praise report. I want to pass that on because Evangelist Sharon, Evangelist Renee, Pastor.
Yes.
I did a beautiful job, and I thank God for you guys. And our first
Amen.
Scripture is going to be found over in 2 Corinthians 2. 2 Corinthians 2. I think that 2 Corinthians 3, the 18th verse, that was one scripture we talked about, but we never really finished it. So let me go back there. And while I go there, let me tell you how important this scripture is. Because I don't think most people understand. They don't have the knowledge. They sleep. to God's righteousness. God wanted to give us his righteousness because we don't have one.
All right. Say that. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you want God's righteousness, because you got to be honest. You don't have one.
Yeah.
You don't have one. And if you have, now you may have in your mind, you may have a vain righteousness, but it's not the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is by faith, and that faith is in God.
Yeah,
anything else is just, it's not God's righteousness, okay? So over in, 2 Corinthians 3:18, I'm going to ask Pastor if she'll find 1 Corinthians 15. Let's see. We'll read all the way to the 58th verse. Better read that. But in 2 Corinthians, this is sort of setting up everything so you all know where we was at. It was 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But I want Pastor to find 1 Corinthians 15:35. 58. As soon as I put us back on track here, we can read that. The 18th verse says this: "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, crystal clear, are changed." We'll change now. We'll change. If you hadn't had the experience, you need to have that change. We are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now I'm going to ask Pastor Sugar and read 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 35 through 58.
Okay, 35 through
58.
58. Oh, okay. Amen. Praise God. Reading from the King James. "But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickeneth, except it dies, and that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain, but God giveth it a body, as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a spiritual body, and there is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is of the Lord from heaven. As it, the earthly are, they also that are earthly, and as the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doeth corruption inherit in corruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when it corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be up to the past the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a whole lot to unpack here. A whole lot. So we won't get it all done today, but I did want to make out a make a couple points. He's talking about terrestrial as this, as flesh. That's pretty much a song that pretty much as physical or earthly or something temporal. And it gives an illustration here. It talks about the two different kinds. The first man, he was from the earth, terrestrial. That's what he was about, having to do with life on earth, especially as opposed to the things of heaven, because Christ came down from heaven. I just want y'all to see this picture here. And because as we get into it, if we don't do it today, we may do it next week, we may do it Sunday. I don't know. We're just going to be led. But I assure you this, that the worldly in that is that God wants us to see that he wants us to have the glory. Why do you think he sent Jesus down here full of grace, full of glory?
Yes.
That's why he sent him down here, so he could share it. Here again, see, the coming of the Lord is for life, of the Lord, not for our bodies. See, a lot of people think life is for our bodies. It's not. Mm. This body is earthly. This life that he came to give us is in Christ. So it has to die. So it can, so our spirit has to die so it can live.
Amen.
Let me say that again. I think Evangelist Sharon got the perfect new name.
Mm-hmm.
Because she can truly walk in the newness of life. And I want you all to know we're going to have we're going to have a new body. So it explains this in this chapter. But you're going to have to just, like, really study this and meditate on it to really get it. You won't get it the first time. You have to ask the Holy Spirit to really show you the revelation here. Because if you try to get it at one time, you'll wait. I mean, you won't get it. That's why he tells you, now you got to wake up to God's righteousness now. Some men will say, how is the dead raised up, and with what body do they come?
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says, thy food, for that which soweth is not quickened except it die. Think about it. Ain't nothing coming up until it die. You put it in the ground, seed, talking about seed. Now, you put it in the ground, cover it up as though it did, and then it pops up. So Paul called him a fool. He said, thy fool, that which is sowed, not quickened, not alive, except it died. It got to first die. And that which that soweth, thou soweth not to the body, that shall be, but bare grain. It may change, or wheat, or some other grain. There has to be a change. So when he used this as an illustration to get us to see that that's the way it works in the spirit. So God made the first man, Adam, which is of the flesh, but he made the second man, Adam, which is Christ that came down from heaven. And
that's
he said, you know what? You got to change. You have to change. And God fixed it so that the man won't see it through his natural, but he will see it. He will see it. And he talks about the different kind of glory. He says that there is a glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the star. For the stars different from stars in glory. Or you ask what all this means. So also is the resurrection of the dead. He's saying there's a difference. So the resurrection of the dead It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruptible corruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. You see, God put that seed in us. While we were yet dead, he quickened our spirit. Our spirit came alive. Because the word of God got in you.
Mm. Hallelujah.
And made your spirit comes alive.
Thank you, Lord.
It is sown in the natural body, but it is raised in a spiritual body.
Yeah.
There is no natural body, and there is no spiritual body. And also, it is written, man Adam was made a living soul. You could think and reason and all this. But the second man, which the one I like, he says the last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
Yeah.
So you can see that the first man, Adam, we took on that identity. That's the flesh, the body. We took on that identity. Well, he says also, shall we take on that same identity of the last man, which is a quickening spirit. What does that mean? He give life to your spirit. He give life to a dead spirit, one that don't know God like that. So he brings more than knowledge. Now, if you just look at it, knowledge, you'll miss it. But he actually give life to your spirit, man.
Thank
that
you,
word
Lord.
Get in there and change you.
Thank
now
you,
we
Lord.
Can go back to what we were talking about in 1 Corinthians 3:18. You shall be changed. You will be changed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we'll get into it. But like you said, how be it? That was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And after that which is spiritual. Isn't that something? That's how genius God is. That's how unique God is. He says, okay, it should really be spiritual. He said, but I'm going to make it physical. I'm going to make it flesh first.
Yes, he did.
Even though it's preferred first, but I'm going to make the earthly. So he says, as it is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And as it is the heavenly, such are they also heavenly.
Amen.
So God let us, now if you really hear that 49th verse, it says this, and as we have bore the image of earthly, which we have, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. When you think that's going to happen? When we get to heaven? Man, please, let's not be ignorant here. Why are you going to wait to get there to bear the image? When you leave here, you need to live with that image. Your image and your likeness is going to be what determines where you go, where you spend eternity at.
All right. Amen.
Yeah, that's what's going to determine your likeness. And there is a place for a better way, just like you catch a plane. There's a ticket agent. There's somebody to check your ticket. Yeah, all that's no joke. That's only like a parable to get us to see what's happening spiritual. You will be checked.
Right.
Your baggage going to be checked. Yeah, everything going to be checked. They can even tell you what seat you're going to sit in. And the qualification or the prerequisite that you have that image and that likeness of Christ.
Yeah.
Bam, there it is. And some people still dismiss what I said. It's the image and likeness that you're going to have to bear to receive your eternal life. And they know the difference. Just like United Airlines know the difference between their tickets and Delta tickets.
Amen.
The Bible said, behold, I show you a mystery. It's a mystery. We shall not all sleep. See, we're not all going to sleep, but shall be changed shall be changed.
Yeah.
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And let me tell you what, that change gonna take place right here. And it's gonna happen so quick, it won't be the end. That'd be the beginning of your change. That's what that's saying. Don't let the enemy fool you. He gets you to think, oh yeah, well when I get to heaven, he gonna change. No. He just told you it's a mystery. Then he turned around and told you that we're not all asleep. We all going to be changed, and some is going to happen in the moment of twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
At the last trumpet, we're in the last trumpet, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised and incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That's what's happening now. We're, the incorruptible is being changed. The word of God is getting in men's and women's spirit, and they're changing. The chains are being broken. The chains are being broken.
Hallelujah.
Change of disparity. All these different chains that have been holding us is being broken.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I didn't really title today's message, but it's His glory and ours. We shall bear that same image, brothers and sisters, the same image.
Thank you.
We're being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. So as you get into the glory, you're going to be changed.
Amen.
See, a lot of people, they're not walking around in God's glory. Man in his own thing. But once you get into God's glory, you're going to be connected. See, when Jesus came here before, everybody, I'm telling you, they didn't even know Jesus was here. They didn't know he had been here until he left, until that great day of death. And they said, man, that was the Christ. That was the Christ. Like a lot of people today, they don't know the Spirit of Christ is here because they're not experiencing it. They're not living in that Spirit.
Have mercy.
I'm sure some of my counterparts would say something like they're not having that mind, and that may be true, but the realness of the matter is this. We're going to have to all change. And we're going to have to be changed into that glory. Because that second man, Adam, came. It was about the glory. The first man, Adam, was about the flesh.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Are we going to take a time and anyone like to comment on anything? I know it's we just opened it up. So I don't want everybody to get bombarded with trying to know it all. No, you ain't going to know all this over in one night. I don't care how many times you read it, you're not going to know it in one session. You're going to have to allow the Holy Spirit to break down some things as it relate to us and the Spirit of God, as it relate to us and our lifestyle and what it should be. The Holy Spirit is going to have to break this down to you and maybe in a quiet time. So I just pray y'all hear what I'm saying. I want you to go and read it and study it and not just read it, but get an understanding. A lot of people just read, and never get an understanding of what they just read. And you don't need to be like that.
Amen.
See, because as this relates to terrestrial, for instance, it relates to earthly stuff. So when you're reading this, you say, how can that be? How can something earthly be changed? Man on the outside, they have nothing to do with the spirit man on the inside. It's the spirit man on the inside that's being changed, not the outward. And let me remind you, you have another body. It's not made by hand. It's already prepared. It's waiting on your prepared spirit. That's why you got to get the spirit right so it can go enter into that body.
Amen.
And I don't care if somebody broke it down to you like that or not. That's what's happening. God getting our spirit ready for that new body that he had prepared before the foundation of the world.
Thank
it got
you,
your
Lord.
Name on it. You, it got your name on it.
Thank
Trust
you,
me.
Lord.
It got your name on it. So,
hallelujah.
But it's in glory, and we need to get there in glory. And you're going to have his mercy and his glory in order to enter.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
But if anybody have any comment, anything they want to share, press 1.
Amen. A pastor reading from the Message Bible, I believe this is 44, it says, the seed sown in natural, the seed grown in supernatural, same seed, same body, but what a difference from when it goes down in physical mortality to when it is raised up in spiritual immortality. It says we follow this sequence in scripture, the first Adam life, the last Adam is a life-giving spirit. Physical life comes first, then spiritual, a firm base shape from the earth, a final completion coming out of heaven. The first man was made out of earth, and people since then are earthly. The second man was made out of heaven, and people now can be heavenly in the same way that we've worked from our earthly origin. Let's embrace our heavenly end. Amen, amen. So that's
amen.
Saying, just like you saying it, Pastor, we have to get it right here. And then we'll go into the spiritual. We have to be spiritual here on earth. So we getting ready. But like you say, we have to pray and ask the Lord to reveal it to us and allow the Holy Spirit to, and be open to it as well, and allow the Holy Spirit to make it plain and more understanding to us. Amen. If you have different translations to read, and a lot of times on our phones, we can go to the different translations, and that will help understand it even more. Amen. And as we read it, we'll hear that you, Pastor, is right on point with the way you break it down. It'll become plain and you know, and real to us. Amen. So we had the opportunity to change, but you have to be open for change. Amen. So we thank you for your dedication. Amen.
Oh, absolutely. All for the glory of God. Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else? Anything you want to add? Hallelujah. Listen, brothers, don't look for a natural change.
Right.
It's spiritual. Look for a spiritual change.
Yeah.
Because if you're looking for the earthly change, it won't happen. That's what Adam gave us. The first man, Adam, gave us this kind of life.
Mm-hmm.
But that second man, Adam, changed our spirit. It changed our spirit. It gave life to our spirit, man.
Yeah.
If that makes sense to you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Because the second man is Jesus Christ. Now it's Christ Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah.
And he give life to our spirit.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
That's
what happened. He give life to our spirit. And see, a lot of times we just people walking around here like the walking dead. They don't even know there's another life out there. Whole another life out there.
Yeah.
If you don't believe there's different kind of lives out there, tap into another. There's a life out there full of race car drivers. Whole new atmosphere. There's another life out there, and y'all probably could add something to this. There's a life out there bowling. There's a whole bowling world out there. And they're not, I don't want to say they're not known, but you don't know what's going on unless you're inside that circle. I think that's what Google calls it, circles. There's different circles. And in each one of those circles, there's a different lifestyle.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
There's a lifestyle out there as an arena. I'm telling you, man, like, porn, for instance. There's a whole world out there. You wouldn't know nothing about it unless you entered that world at some point in time. If that making sense,
it's making
need somebody
sense,
help me explain this, but I'm trying to show you, unless you, like for instance, there's an internet world out there.
Yeah.
Where it talks about the seniors, just all seniors. I never seen it, but then it got over 13 billion hits on that. Well, I'm a senior. I didn't know it because I'm not in that circle.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you about being in Christ. If you're not really in there, you may just well be a churchgoer. You might well just be a religious person. But those that have had that change from... you know, that change in their spirit that they can honestly, openly say, hey, I've been changed, man. I know I've been changed. My spirit's been changed.
Oh,
everybody can't identify with that. Some people change churches. Some people change friends. Change the way they do things. But I'm talking about your spirit, man, actually receiving Christ changing you.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come on. If no one else, anybody else, we'll just continue to believe God for a recovery of those earthquake victims in New York and around Pennsylvania, Delaware, Washington, Connecticut. It was a whole bunch of them felt that 4.8 earthquake, almost 5 point. It would have shattered New York. But they got a lot of buildings. And once they start falling, it's the domino effect.
Yes.
So,
amen.
Be thankful for where you're at, whatever you're doing. And we'll see you guys on Sunday. For the word.